This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fred Savage spent the first part of his career as an actor. You might know him best from the TV series The Wonder Years, or maybe one of the best movies ever, in my humble opinion, The Princess Bride. But for the past decade or so, he's been making a name for himself as a producer and a director. That is perfectly happy to be off camera. On the theory, though, that you never know what tomorrow will bring, he's got a new TV show. It's called The Grinder. He co-stars with Rob Lowe as a small-town lawyer, and it premieres tomorrow night. Fred, thanks for coming into the studio.
It's a pleasure. We're big fans, so it's very nice to meet you.
Well, and I'm a fan of yours, too, and we'll get to that later.
All right, good.
We were talking before we turned the microphones on.
Yes.
About the Directors Guild and the Emmys and all this.
Yeah.
And you have to go because you're on the board and all this stuff. You've done directing.
Yes.
You are an actor.
Yes.
You're a producer.
Uh-huh.
Which do you like better?
Honestly, I like it all. I know that's such a bogus answer, but I really do. I mean, I have been working in the TV business since I was 6 years old. I was an actor for a long time, and I always wanted to be a director, and I went and I worked really hard, and I kind of built that career up, and that turned into producing and directing. And then this acting, this new acting gig on this new show was not part of the plan, came out of the clear blue sky, and so now I'm doing that.
Is it true you turned it down three times?
Well, I didn't turn it down three times.
Did you defer, maybe?
I totally deferred. Right. So a friend of mine, who our daughters are in school together, he's like, I have this great script, you should read it. So I read it. I'm like, oh my God, this is fantastic. It's hysterical. And I said, I'd love to direct it. Let's do it. He goes, oh no, this is for you to act. I was like, oh no, that's not in the cards for me. I kind of left that, you know, behind. I goes, well, just consider it. And I was like, I said, we're going to know each other for a long time. You know, like our daughters are in first grade.
So let's not mess it up.
Yeah. So like, what's the best way for me to say no? Like, what's the least painful way? Like, I don't want to be a jerk about it. He's like, well, come and meet the guy. So I went and I met with him and the guys who wrote it and the director. And it all worked out. And now the fact that I get to spend even more time collaborating with and working with this group of guys who I really, really like and feel really comfortable with, I couldn't be more thrilled.
When you are acting, after having now directed for a while, and you're the director of whatever you're in is putting you through your paces, do you ever think to yourself, I would do that differently, but all right, you're in charge.
You know, I very gladly and willingly and surprisingly easily turn that
do
off.
You really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I feel like, you know, when you go in as an actor, the breadth of your responsibility is very limited compared to a director. I need to be on time. I need to know my lines.
Hit my mark, and
like not be a jerk. Like those are kind of the four big pillars. And, you know, as a director, you're worried about so many things, not just what you have to do, but you're worried about the actors and the camera and the wardrobe and the sets and the lighting and later on the editing. And there's such a breadth of responsibility and oversight that you have to have over every department that to just focus on one little thing and really dive deep into it, it's very it's really engaging and it's kind of relaxing.
I'm going to ask you a process question here. And the root of it is this. I've got this rule that says, if you think about how you sound when you're on the radio, while you're on the radio, you're going to mess up how you sound on the radio.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
So, not when you're directing.
Is that why you told me not to wear headphones?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm not a professional.
Yeah, well, we don't let amateurs.
I get it.
Watch the Obama video. We didn't let him hold his own microphone.
I'm in good company then. Very good.
Not when you're directing, right? Because clearly you have to engage mentally when you're directing. But when you're acting, are you thinking or are you just doing?
You know, that's the key to everything is to not think about it too much.
I'm completely validated.
You
here.
Totally,
just,
no, no.
For the record, I get a lot of grief about my theory, but.
You're completely right. There's all these little things that you try and do to immerse yourself as much as possible. I mean, look, I'm doing a comedy, you know, a half-hour comedy on TV.
Right.
I'm not.
It's not rocket science.
Well, I'm not Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm not going to go live in the woods
right,
and learn
right,
how to,
right.
you know, use an
right.
axe.
Right.
But that, you know, from learning your line, which is a very basic thing, to what Daniel Day-Lewis does, all those contribute to trying to clear as much of yourself out of your head and just kind of forget the way you sound and the way you act and what you're doing with your hands. And it's very difficult.
Just because you brought him up and that idea of the big dramatic part, do you have any interest in stretching yourself beyond comedy and sort of what you've made your name in?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think you always – look, I had no interest in doing a television show right. 2 months ago, so who knows? I mean,
don't say that out loud, man. They're listening.
I have no idea. No, they know. I mean, they know. Whatever you do in any creative endeavor, you want to try and stretch yourself. So you know, right now doing this show, you know, it's a comedy and that's what I've been doing for a long time. But just going back and doing that again and trying to forget what I sound like, right, as you right. pointed out, yeah. that's enough for me right now. I think, you know, if we continue doing that and I'll start to itch and maybe I will want to go live out in the woods and learn how to use an axe. But for right now, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. And this is total proof that. Don't make any plans. Don't say never. I'm don't do it. That. Just stay open and, I don't know, say yes when things come along.
Fred Savage. It's called The Grinder. His new show is. It's tomorrow night on Fox. 8:30 is the time slot. Fred, thanks a lot for coming in.
It's a real pleasure, Kai. Thank you.